Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
All right, let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Lugie! Phone number to call, 888-808-1019. Here's the good news about the Max Fried injury, and hopefully it's not serious. Max Fried himself is looking at this more of a short-term injury than a long-term injury. But, you know, Max Fried, even though he knows his body, he's not a doctor. So ultimately, the results will be the results. Here's the good news. The Yankees have the depth in their starting rotation to deal with Max Fried being on the shelf for a month, couple months. When you consider Cole is returning very soon, Rodon is already back, Schlittler has been incredible, Will Warren quietly has been outstanding, Weathers has been good. This rotation has been such a strength, and Max Fried is a big part of that, but it's not like one of those scenarios where it's Fried and four other guys you don't trust. You have a bona fide, in my estimation, an ace in Cam Schlittler, and you have Gerrit Cole, who himself is coming off an injury and is getting older, but still, you fully expect Gerrit Cole, if he's not 100% what he used to be, he'll be damn close, and damn close to what he used to be is still really, really, really good. Warren has been incredible. Weathers has been good. This rotation has been really strong. So if Max Fried has to miss, because it doesn't sound like Tommy John, which obviously would sideline him for the rest of this year. It sounds like something that could be a week, could be a month, could be a couple of months. Scooble's out for a couple of months with the Tigers. Perhaps it's something like that. Or perhaps it's just he misses a start or two and he's back before the All-Star break. Well before. Either way, even if it's worst case, because I don't think it's Tommy John, or at least to my estimation. Again, I'm not a doctor either. Although sometimes I could be a therapist, I could be a doctor. But in this situation, it just doesn't sound like it. And what you're hearing, it doesn't sound like that. And hopefully it's not, obviously, because Max Fried is one of the best pitchers in baseball, certainly. And obviously you don't want to see anybody go down with an injury of that nature, that's for sure. If it's only for a few weeks or even a few months, the Yankees have the reinforcements to sustain this type of injury. And sometimes that's just the way baseball works. Look, you've been waiting for Rodon, you've been waiting for Cole, those guys get back, and Fried goes on the shelf. Sometimes that's just the way sports and baseball work. It's unfortunate, especially with pitchers. I mean, injuries do occur. It's one of the reasons why I, for one, don't like giving pitchers a lot of years for a lot of money, because it just feels like at some point, all of them go down with some type of injury. It's just the way it goes. Now, you hope that if you have a guy for 4, 5, 6 years, that's not the window in which he gets hurt, especially the older they get. And, you know, it runs the risk up, I suppose, a little bit more. It makes the recovery a little bit tougher. But hopefully all good for Fried. And if he does miss time, it's only going to be for a little bit. But the Yankees have the horses to sustain this type of injury in their starting rotation. The starting rotation is their biggest strength. And it's been one of the reasons why they've gotten off to such a great start. It certainly is not the bottom of the order, which has been a problem for them all year, and it continues to be an issue. I've about had it with Austin Wells. I mean, he just can't hit at all. And I said before the season that I would have made Ben Rice the catcher, and I would have traded Austin Wells. In fact, I said I would have traded him for a pitcher, believe it or not, because you could never have enough pitching. I mean, even though the Yankees have a ton of pitching, you could never have enough of it. But I would make Ben Rice the catcher. I would bring in a lefty first baseman to platoon with Goldschmidt. And I would just use Wells as a bench player. J.C. Ascara is not a major leaguer. Wells can be your backup catcher. You're a more defensive-minded guy, role player, that sort of thing. Can DH, I suppose, on occasion. But to me, you're better off with Ben Rice behind the plate. It's not like Ben Rice is Keith Hernandez or Don Mattingly at first base. So he's not awesome fielder. He's learning the position, in all fairness. So I'm not expecting him to be all-world at this point. He's still learning it, but we know the bat is all-world, and I'd rather have that all-world bat behind the plate, and then I can platoon Goldschmidt with a lefty at first base, and I think it's a better lineup. Look at some of these averages, or listen to some of these averages. Grisham, 175. Jazz, 203. McMahon, 196. Wells can't hit it all either. There's way too many guys that are on the interstate. McMahon, Grisham, Wells, and Jazz is one or two bad games away from joining them. And the Yankees are in a situation where if Rice, Judge, and Bellinger don't hit, because Stanton now, the news is, who knows when he's coming back. And you understand that with Stanton because it's all about keeping him healthy till you get to October. That's why he's here. That's the most value that Stanton has these days is October. You'd love for him to play a bunch of games in the regular season, of course, but it's almost expected that he's going to get injured year in and year out. You just put your hands together and say, hey, hopefully it's in June, July, or early in the year, and it's not in September and October. Because he's one of the most prolific October postseason performers in Yankee history. So the good news is, on the Fried front, if he has to miss a little bit of time, or even if it's extended, but he's coming back this year, the Yankees have the power in their rotation, and it's only going to get better when Cole gets back in a little bit, to withstand this type of injury. And even if it's a situation where Fried is pushing to come back, same thing like Ananobi. There's no reason to rush this. There's no reason to, because I know the player wants to be out there. You heard it from him today after the game. Max Fried wants to hopefully make his next start. This is where you got to play the long game. This is where you got to be smart. This is where you got to look at a situation and go, we have a strong rotation. Fried is a big part of that. But the last thing we want to do, especially with an elbow, is push it, not be cautious, and allow a situation to develop where he could injure it even further. That's the last thing you want to do. Max Fried can miss a couple of months. The Yankees are going to be more than fine. And then they get him back rested, recouped, ready to go for the stretch run into October. And that's like worst case. You could even be more short-term cautious, where he wants to come back in 10 days and you say, you know what, why don't you take a month off? No reason to push it. The risk-reward isn't there in favor of it's worth it, because Max Fried is needed for this team come October, because as strong as the rotation is, you much rather have Max Fried in it than not. Regular season, you can always get by when you consider the horses that they have. And look, the offense, which needs to pick up, especially the guys I've just talked about, Grisham, Jazz, McMahon, Wells. Otherwise, Brian Cashman's going to have to be, and forget Volpe. I mean, Volpe's going to be up here for a cup of coffee. Perhaps he turns into a utility player, but we all know Caballero is the shortstop. Aaron Boone made that clear, even though Aaron Boone, you know, speaks in code. Aaron Boone, I speak Aaron Boone, after the game yesterday, told you all you needed to know about who the starting shortstop's going to be when Caballero is back, which, by all accounts, will be in about 8 days. But if these bats continue to struggle, now, I think they're all different. Jazz, I think, is pressing. Contract year, I believe he wants to stay with the Yankees. He certainly wants that big money. I think he's pressing. the early struggles. He threw the 50-50 thing out there. Look, I have no problem with that. If a player wants to be, you know, hyped up about his year and he wants to throw a number on it and he wants to set a goal, I don't have an issue with that. But when you do that and you aren't living up to it, it makes things worse. Again, I don't have a problem with it because if Jazz had 15 home runs right now, you'd be like, boy, he put his money where his mouth is. But when you say something like that and you get off to a struggle like this, it just couples with it and makes it a little bit worse. But I ultimately expect Jazz to snap out of this. I think the Yankees are going to be extremely patient with him because of his skill set, because of his abilities. And quite frankly, what's your option at second? Volpe? Like, where are you going if you say, hey, we're going to bench Jazz? We're just not going to play him anymore. We're going to trade Jazz Chisholm. Unless you acquire another second baseman. I think Jazz is the second baseman for the rest of the year because of the skill set. It's just too tantalizing. It's just too good to move off of, even with the slow start that he's off to, because you feel like the numbers will be there because the numbers have been there throughout his career. As far as Grisham, I was very clear about this in the offseason. I didn't think Trent Grisham could match the numbers that he had last year. You look at the back of the baseball card, you look at this guy's career, it was obvious that that was a career year for him. It was an aberration, but the qualifying offer that was given to him, I'm sure the Yankees didn't think he would take it, but I'd imagine the rest of baseball looked at Grisham's year last year and said, that's probably not going to happen again. We're not going to pay this type of price tag and give him a big deal that he's looking for. And I know Grisham's a great fielder, and he could pop the home run. He did it the other day. So if he gives you 20, 25 home runs, even if he bats 215, you'll certainly live with it. But that's not exactly, and I know the prototypical leadoff hitter is no longer in existence, but that's not exactly how you want to have your leadoff hitter going about his business, batting 220. I don't think that's a recipe for success when the things that, or when the games get tighter and the season is heading into October and you get to postseason baseball. It's not really the strategy that you want to implement. And then McMahon, great fielder. I think more likely is your defensive replacement late in games. I just think he is what he is at this point. Ryan McMahon is not a high average hitter. His best days are probably behind him. He could still help a team. I think McMahon has value for sure. Can play multiple positions, can play them quite well, has power, can pop a home run. He definitely has a role on this team, I think, as a bench player. But there are so many holes in this offense that I think are fixable. And then you look down the road and you say, should this team add some bats? I could certainly see third base, whether it's Lombard, whether it's a trade. I could see the Yankees being proactive about changing their third baseman and McMahon becoming a utility guy, a defensive guy late in games. I would go to Rice at catcher and add another first baseman and use Goldschmidt, who's a borderline Hall of Famer, as your righty first baseman and obviously a way better fielder than Rice. Jazz, I don't think you have many options. You just have to be patient and hope he wakes up. This is an all-star. This is a guy that could go 30 and 30. So you just have to ride it out, because I believe he's just pressing. At some point, he's going to get hot. He's going to relax, and he's going to start putting up numbers. And then, of course, at shortstop, you have Caballero. So you live with Volpe for the next week or so, and then he'll either get sent down or develop into a guy that you could use multiple different positions and be a bench player. And Grisham, I mean, Spencer Jones either has to get going, or when Dominguez comes back, you really don't have a lot of options there unless you seek a trade. But I think the Yankees are also going to be very patient with Grisham because he got so many big hits last year because of the defense, because of the power, and he has settled in to a position, meaning the leadoff spot, that they were searching for all last year until he settled into that spot in the order. So I'm sure they're comfortable with having him there, and they don't want to move off of that. And as far as the stretch that the Yankees are on, look, they got off to such an incredible start. You knew at some point they were going to lose some games. That's all I chalk it up to, really. I don't think this is part of... They have problems, but as far as this losing streak, I don't think this is something that snowballs or gets out of control. Nothing like that. And this is one of those games where when you're star pitcher gets hurt in the third inning, good luck, especially with a tax bullpen. Now, the offense certainly didn't show up, but you figured that they were going to give up a bunch of runs, the Yankees were, and ultimately they lost, what, 7-0, so it was not the greatest way to go into an off day into the Subway Series. But I don't expect this to be anything where the Yankees are, we're looking about this, you know, 2-3 weeks from now going, boy, the June swoon came early. I'm not expecting that. But there are things that need to be addressed and need to be figured out and fixed, which I'm sure Brian Cashman is already looking at. That's the luxury of being in the position the Yankees are in, which is a great position. Now, you'd like to be in first place, obviously, and you hope the Rays will cool off a little bit and start losing some games because they're off to a hell of a start. And as usual, they're using smoke and mirrors to win games, but that's what they've always been, and that's what they're built on. Defense, speed, putting the ball in play. Not household names on their team, but somehow they find a way. They play in a dump, but it's their dump. They use it to their advantage. And possibly no team in baseball does more with less resources than the Tampa Rays do. Don't think this is panic time for the Yankees at all, including with Max Fried. If he has to miss some time, the Yankees are able and built to withstand that. The offense, a little bit different. Now, this is where you have to start thinking about some trades, like I said, or moving some things around, or just hoping, because I feel like that's where you're at with Jazz, that he will turn things around. Because he is a really, really good player. And it feels like he's pressing. It feels like he is trying to do too much to live up to the 50-50 stuff is whatever. But the contract, you know, he probably wants to be a Yankee the rest of his life. He's in the prime of his career. This is his big contract year. Like when you're in your late 20s, this is the time to strike it big. So you're going to probably put a little bit of extra pressure on yourself, especially when you get off to a slow start. .888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. Plenty of stuff to get to as we go. Yankees, we're going to start off with, but we have Giants news on Malik Nabers. We have Francisco Alvarez news on his injury. So a lot of injuries to talk about tonight, including Alvarez, including Nabers. The NFL schedule, including the first ever Thanksgiving Eve game has been announced. First ever. I have a very strong take on that, which I will get to. Some Nick news as well about OG Anunoby as they returned to practice today and met the media. So we have a lot to do. We'll monitor Pistons-Cavs game 5 tonight as we inch closer and closer to the Eastern Conference Finals. And after tonight, things will become a little bit more clear on perhaps who the Knicks' opponent will be in the Eastern Conference Finals. But we start here on After Hours. And a very Loogie evening to everybody out there. As we open up with the Yankees, let's go to Josh in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Loogie. Hey,
yes.
I just want to tell you, you know, whenever you get any updates or anything, you know, Boomer Geo, Evan Tiki, Carton and McMonagle and yourself and everything and the guys overnight,
yeah,
please keep them coming because that is so important to me to find out what's going on and everything.
You're saying that when we update you about stuff. Listen, here's the deal, Josh. I am many Tommies, as you know, but one of the ones that I am is Tommy, the fountain of information. That's why I'm here. I'm here, Josh, to provide you and the audience that I love information. So you don't have to worry about that on my end, and you don't have to worry about that on WFAN's end. We're here to not only entertain, but to inform.
Yeah, and the thing is, I wasn't sure. I thought Max Fried, you know, was a blister or something like that.
Yeah, because he's had those a lot throughout his career. Yeah, that's what I thought initially, too, because the blisters have been a bugaboo for him. Unfortunately, it's not a blister because that's something you just rub a little dirt on it. You come back in a month or maybe a couple weeks. This is the elbow, which makes you fear Tommy John. Hopefully, that's not the case. And even worst case, if it's 2 months, 3 months, he's back before the end of the season. He's ready to rock for October.
Yeah. One more thing, positive Tommy.
Yes, yes.
Could you... Could you just keep on coming with the positivity and everything? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Josh. Yeah. The positivity train has unlimited fuel. It runs on positivity. The positive Tommy train. So you don't have to worry about that. Positive Tommy is always here as a beacon of light for everybody. That's why we have positive Tommy here in prime time. right?
Lugie.
Yes, on After Hours, or as we like to call it, the Big Lugowski, the five-hour show.
Total package.
That's right. And you never really know what Tommy you're going to get here on the five-hour After Hours, the Big Lugowski. 888-808-1019. That carpet really put the room together. You know, it really tied it together. Let's go to Gabriel in Long Island on the Fan. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, man. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up?
So my question is about Jazz and how you guys feel about him. I feel like, does he have trade value? If we wanted to move along from him, let's say, you know, prior to the All-Star break, he's still batting in the low 200s. Would you say we should rather trade him or find another solution if he continues to do the productivity he's currently doing?
If he's struggling, his trade value will go down, obviously. I just think the Yankees are in a position where they are better off sinking or swimming. Even if they have no plans on bringing Jazz back, they rather sink or swim.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Swim, in my estimation, and they're better off doing that than trading him and getting the best for him, because this is a team that has World Series aspirations. You look at Jazz Chisholm as being a pretty big part of this team and getting to that goal. So even if he's still struggling as we get closer and closer to the deadline, which I don't expect, but if he is, I would still, if I was Brian Cashman, be as patient as humanly possible, because you know it's only a matter of time before he breaks out and breaks out in a big time way.
That makes sense. And now with, you know, with Volpe coming back, I mean, Volpe must have some hard feelings, you know, getting sent down to AAA and that whole process. How would you feel about, let's say, Carballo continues to do what he does when he gets back from the IR, the IL? How about Volpe at second base?
It's definitely an option. I think that's more, and I appreciate the call, Gabe, it's more of a long-term plan. I just don't know if Volpe... Look, I think Jazz is better than Volpe, first of all. Volpe could be a utility guy. He could be that down the line here this season. I would not go with Volpe in favor of, you know, or at the expense of Jazz Chisholm. I wouldn't. I would not do that. That's not something I would even be considering. Because Anthony Volpe, and you saw it today, another error here as he starts his... And look, he was injured, but it felt like he just picked up right where he left off last year. Where Jazz, this just comes off more like he's pressing for a contract. When it comes to Volpe, I'm sure there's a lot of Yankee fans out there that don't want to see him in a Yankee uniform anymore. Now, I wouldn't go that far for me, but I don't see how you can hand a starting job over to Volpe at this point, even with the struggles of Jazz. And certainly Caballero, who has earned the right to not lose his job when he got injured. or if he got injured, and obviously he did get hurt, and he's going to miss, it sounds like, just the minimum time on the IL. But Caballero's been a spark. He's been energy. He's been guts and heart and a lot of the stuff that I think that was missing from this team for a bunch of years. He's a fighter out there, and you love to see that. Now, other players go about it differently. Doesn't mean they don't have the things I just mentioned, but Caballero is just animated, and he just, how could you not love the guy? And I'm sure his teammates do, and the fans, of course, love him, and he's played his ass off. And he's great defensively, has a ton of speed, he's been popping home runs. He's been awesome. So there's absolutely no way you don't go back to him. I'm sure he's feeling a little bit insecure because when players get hurt, especially guys that have been on the bench throughout their entire career, they're probably like, oh boy, I might lose my spot. Volpe's the golden boy. He's on a scholarship. He might be, oh boy, I got to rush back. It's like, dude, you're the guy. The shortstop for the New York Yankees for the rest of the year is Jose Caballero. Doesn't mean Volpe's time with this team is up. Doesn't mean he can't find a different role either this year or down the line. But I think shortstop going forward for the rest of the season, it's Jose Caballero's slot. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Positive Tommy here in prime time. We'll get back to your calls on the Yankees.
The big Lugowski.
That's right. Well, that's a five-hour show. That's what we like to call a five-hour After Hours. It's always under the umbrella of After Hours, but I feel like I had no name for it.
The big Lugowski.
So a caller yesterday, Ed, great caller, decided on the big Lugowski.
And a very Lug evening to everybody out there.
I hope you're enjoying your Lug evening. I love the movie, The Big Lugowski. It gives me an excuse to quote the movie. If I get the quotes right, sometimes I screw them up. I get a little stonod. What do you want me to tell you? I haven't seen the movie in a while, so it's good that I could even. And I'm not going to pull the old P.T. Barnum trick where I Google the quotes and then just read them to you.
Tommy!
I'm not going to pull that type of stuff. I'm not a sleight of hand radio host. I apologize. That's not the way I do business. I'd rather screw it up off the top of my head than pretend like I remembered it by reading it off my computer screen. That's just me. That's just the way I go about business. If I screw up the line, I screw up the line. You know, sometimes you go 0 for 3. It is what it is. At least the effort's there.
The big Lugowski.
That's right. Why'd you bring your Pomeranian bowling? I didn't bring him bowling. I'm not buying him a beer. He's not taking your turn. Over the line, Smokey! I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. Come on, man. It's Smokey. So his foot went over the line a little bit. It's league play. This decides who gets to the next round robin. Am I wrong? This is not Nam. There are rules.
The big Lugowski.
The carrier, man. What's in the carrier? That's why this is the big Lugowski. Great movie, by the way. Julianne Moore, Tara Reid. Why did I just name the women first? That's all right, though. But Tara Reid, I mean, back then.
Oh, hi there.
Big time. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, check out DJ's show next Friday at the Hallowed Halls as we kick off the summer. Boomer and Gio will be there. Concert following as well. I'm trying to get out there. We'll see. There's some logistical things I got to work through.
But, oh, hi there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, nothing. I mean, the Hallowed Halls. Nothing screams summer and clicks all or checks all the boxes of one Mr. Tommy Lugauer than DJs. The music, the vibe, everything hits the feels, if you know what I mean.
What are you like doing later?
888-808-1019. And you always got to remember the one rule about the Jersey Shore. Never, ever, ever fall in love at the Jersey Shore. I wish I followed that rule once or twice in my life, but I did not. That's okay. But just take my advice here as a seasoned vet, as a guy that's been through the so-called wars. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Plenty of things to get to, like I said. The Yankees, we'll discuss the Mets later on as their game is going on right now. We are monitoring the Pistons and Cavs to see who will take a series lead in that series. There's some NFL news and notes that I want to get to, including the first ever Thanksgiving Eve game. We have an update on Malik Nabers as well. There's a jam-packed After Hours headed your way for the next 4.5 up until midnight here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy here in primetime.
It's a thing! It's a plane! It's
Lugie! Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
And a very pleasant Lug evening to everybody out there. Phone number to call, 888-808-1019.
The big Lugowski.
That's right. Some people want me to eliminate the Lugie, and now I've added to the Lugie repertoire. But hopefully everybody is having a very pleasant Lug evening, and I will have you for this Lug evening for the next 4.5 hours here on After Hours. We'll call it a big Lugowski. It's now time for the Corona Lime Time Highlight of the Night, presented by Corona.
The 1-0. So we're going to rip through the right side. First big league hit for A.J. Ewing. It goes all the way to the wall. Beatty around second, heading for third. They're going to wave him in. Perez fires in. Beatty's on the way. He scores. Triple for A.J. Ewing. 7-2 Mets. What a night. And what an introduction for A.J. Ewing.
Absolutely. The first career big league hit for A.J. Ewing. A huge night for A.J. His family was in the stands. The energy at Citi Field was electric. Three walks, a triple, a stolen base. It was just one of those debuts that you'll remember for quite some time because it was absolutely phenomenal. And in his first test in the majors, A.J. Ewing certainly passed with flying colors. Now, as far as there being another Ewing in town, and I love the synergy because, of course, I am a huge Knicks fan. I'm a huge Met fan. So I love the fact that there is now another Ewing in New York to take on the great legacy that Patrick Ewing had in the 90s. And obviously with the Knicks going to the Eastern Conference Finals and with the Mets playing in their regular season here, I love the fact that you will go to Citi Field now, and we saw it last night, and there will be people in Patrick Ewing jerseys at Citi Field. So here's what I would like to see happen. I would like to see A.J. Ewing and Patrick Ewing go to a Knicks playoff game together. That's what I would like to do. I want to see A.J. and Patrick both at the Garden.
Let's go Knicks.
And if they could film something with Mike Francesa, even better. Because I would imagine when A.J. and Patrick are both in town, and they're both always in town, I would imagine they go out for dinner. I'll take it a step further. There's a fella on the Tigers named Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal.
His name is Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal.
And as you know, in our audience out there, one of the gentlemen that work here is named Chris
McGonigal.
So I wondered out loud, the Tigers are in town. Did Chris
McGonigal
go out to lunch? Because the Yankee game was on the air today, so he was busy doing nothing. Before the Carton show, did Chris
McGonigal
go out to lunch with Kevin McGonigal?
McGonigal.
Did the McGonigals
McGonigal
go out for a little cappuccino?
McGonigal.
A little brunch.
That's why you're a fool.
If we really wanted to have an Avengers type of situation, we could have A.J. Ewing, Patrick Ewing, Chris
McGonigal,
and Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal.
All go out to dinner.
You're being a fool.
And then go to a Knick game. The McGonigals and the Ewings.
McGonigal.
Together. But that's...
I have no time for fools today.
Well, hold on a second, Mike. The idea that there's a Kevin McGonigal and a Chris McGonigal, and they're both in town, I'd like to see them go out for lunch. I hope Chris was all over that. It's just a perfect opportunity.
Don't say it again.
McGonigal.
McGonigal.
Thank you. The Big Lugowski. That's right. We are here on the Big Lugowski. 4.5 hours to go here on After Hours.
McGonigal.
I'm already forgetting all the catchphrases. I got to write some of these down here. Got a little bit too many of them, I think.
Tommy, the total package.
That's right. Thank you. A very pleasant Lugie evening to everybody out there, and especially the McGonigals, for sure.
McGonigal.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We are waiting idle, but it's okay. As Knicks fans, it's just part of being as awesome as they are. When you sweep a team, you sit around waiting for your opponent. And we might get a better idea of who that opponent will be after tonight as the Pistons host the Cavs in a pivotal Game 5. Now, the way I see this going down, I think Detroit wins tonight. Cleveland wins on Friday, Game 6 in Cleveland. And then the Cavs will have a lead in Game 7 that they will blow. Detroit will end up winning the game. And we will be in Detroit on Tuesday. Not literally. I won't be there. But Tuesday, it'll be the Knicks in Detroit. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, look, I'm rooting for the Cavs, obviously, for several reasons. Number 1, home court advantage for the Knicks. Number 2, We all know James Harden is a sports loser. So any time he is on a team, it may be the first round, it might be the second round. At some point, he and the team will self-destruct. And I just don't think the Cavs are as good, even close, to the Knicks. And I think the Pistons are a better team, even though they have not shown that throughout the playoffs. At any moment, they could channel what they did during the regular season. Now, I'm not worried about the head-to-head matchups between the Knicks and the Pistons, and I've been very consistent on that all year long. If you are a loyal listener to the Lugau, you've heard me say it a billion times. You're going to hear me say it a billion more times, especially if Detroit gets through here. What happened in the regular season between the Knicks and Pistons means squadouche. Doesn't mean anything. Those games mattered more to Detroit. They wanted to get revenge on what happened in the playoffs last year, where I'm sure they felt jobbed, they felt wrong, they felt like if a couple calls went their way, it would have been the Pistons themselves moving on and not the Knicks. So they circled, along with their fans, on the calendar every single Knick game that they would face them throughout the regular season. Whereas the Knicks, it was just another game on the schedule. Detroit wanted to get their lick back. They wanted to prove to the Knicks that they were better. They wanted to prove to the league that they're better. They wanted to prove to everybody that Cade is better than Brunson. All that stuff. Where it was personal. And still is, I'm sure. It was strictly business with the Knicks. It was another game on the schedule. And they weren't going to use their maximum power and effort every single time they saw Detroit. Whereas the Pistons did. And they went all out. Next round, with everything on the line, it'll be different. It's a whole new ball game when you consider the stakes, a place that the Pistons and this team have not been, a place where the Knicks have been, the talent, the chemistry, the experience, the depth, the momentum, all of those things that the Knicks have. And I think they lose a little bit of the momentum in game one, but they'll get it back real quick. They might have a bad quarter or two, and then they'll snap back into it. I mean, they've been off for a week. You got to expect a little bit of rust. Though I do expect Anunoby to be back, and by all accounts and everything you hear, read, all the rumors and all the reports and all the hearsay, is OG Anunoby will be ready for game one, which is great news. This gives him plenty of time now to rest. It gives guys like Josh Hart, who's been dealing with the hand that he had surgery on, a little bit of time to rest. Although we know Josh Hart probably doesn't need it, because either A, the Knicks cloned him, or he is the most well-conditioned athlete in the history of the league, because it just feels like he just puts a little duct tape on an injury and he's good to go and he'll play like 40 minutes a night. The Knicks have more ingredients of a championship team than Detroit, and they certainly have more than the Cavs. I would expect a very quick series against Cleveland, and I would imagine the one against Detroit will be a little bit longer. I'll give official predictions once we have an opponent, but I don't think the Knicks are going to have any issue ultimately with either one of them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
Tommy, you can have only one of these two situations.
Okay.
Which would you take? The Knicks play OKC in the final.
I thought that we were going to go in a different route there. Okay, go ahead. So we're doing sports.
Or, tough matchup for the Knicks.
Yep.
OKC. Or the Yankees play the Phillies in the World Series, where we don't lose either way. We have Mattingly against the Yankees. Which would you rather have? You can only have one.
Who's we, though? Not everybody.
We is you, me, individually. What would you like?
What are you talking about? But first of all, if the Yankees play the Phillies, there's plenty of people in our audience that would not be happy with that matchup.
I'm asking you, what would you be happy with?
Which one would I take? The Knicks in the finals.
So you would take the Knicks against OKC in a tough final over the Yankees playing the Phillies.
Well, either way, I'm going to get the Spurs. I'm going to get a tough opponent. It's not like a high school team showing up. We're not playing the Spurs for the poor in the finals.
The fact is, if the Yankees play the Phillies, technically, if you're a Yankee fan, we really can't lose.
No. Richard, hold on a second.
That's your opinion.
No, that's your opinion. Did you just make that opinion? I didn't make that opinion. I don't think there's a Yankee fan out there right now who will be like, well, we lost in the World Series, but that got Don
Yankee
Mattingly
fans
won.
Out there
no.
Who want to see Mattingly do great?
At their expense? Absolutely not. No shot. Then you're
not
a real Yankee fan. Yes, it
That's
is.
That's one of the factors that can happen.
No, no, no. If you're a Yankee fan out there and you'd say, oh, boy, we lost the World Series, but thankfully Don Mattingly won, get lost. Especially if you're around my age and you saw Don Mattingly play for a year? Get lost with that. You haven't won a championship in forever for your standards. No, no, no. Doesn't work that way. You wish Donnie the best, but not at your expense. That's for sure. If the Mets were playing in the World Series and David Wright was on the other side, I'd be like, listen, David, I love you, but I don't love you that much. Absolutely not. Now, could I see Yankee fans, if they don't make the World Series and the Phillies do, rooting for Donnie in that spot? Absolutely, of course. Definitely. 100%. But not if they're playing each other. And certainly if you lose the World Series. It's not like the Yankees had won 3 in a row, and it's like, you know what? Let's not be pigs and win 4 in a row. It's nice that Donnie got one here. Stop it. And I'm sure Donnie would understand that. Like, come on. And it's against Philadelphia? No way. No way. And I don't know if I'm the right person to ask. I'm not a Yankee fan, but you made me almost...
Yankees.
Hold on a second. You almost made me sound like one there. Oh, and as far as OKC... Of course, the defending champs, reigning MVP, they're deep, they're extremely talented, they have a wonderful, outstanding, almost unbeatable home court advantage. They have size, they have depth, one of their best players is hurt, and they're still rolling through the playoffs. They are a wagon, they are a force, no denying that. But I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. They got to get there first, I think they will, but they got to get there first. But in the scenario that you painted, Richard, yeah, obviously. I take the Knicks in the finals. Because the other scenario, the Knicks might not make the finals. You didn't tell me, well, the Knicks will be in the finals in the other. Of course, I'm going to take my team in the finals over what you seem to, and maybe I misinterpreted you, Rich. And you could call me back another time and we could.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Break bread over it. But I felt like you were insinuating there that Yankee fans can't lose if they're playing Don Mattingly in the World Series. Give me a break. Maybe there's a Yankee fan out there that would feel that way. I just don't know how you could. You love the players, but you root for the... It's the laundry. We're made it for life like geese with our team. Not the players, the team. Where was I? Oh, yes. A very pleasant Luke evening to everybody out there. I hope you're enjoying it. We have another 4 hours.
Luke evening!
That's right. Thank you. We have another 4 hours or so to go. The lights are way too bright in here, by the way. We have the TV lights on, and because of daylight savings, they used to shut off at 7:30. They're on now till 8:30. It feels like I'm either getting a root canal or a colonoscopy in here. The lights, or I'm at Area 51.
Tommy, the mama's boy.
Can we lower the lights? It's too much. Is there no switch that somebody can hit?
Luke evening.
And that's why sometimes, as you know, I am many Tommies.
Tommy the complainer.
That's exactly right. Sometimes I can be Tommy the complainer. And when I leave here, I will be Tommy the pothole slayer. As I try to avoid...
Tommy the pothole slayer.
That's right. Because as you know, driving through Manhattan is like driving on the moon.
Tommy potholes.
Yes. So every night I'm driving home and I'm looking out for potholes. It's like a zombie apocalypse. Instead of looking out for zombies, I'm looking out for potholes. Which I will say has made... driving in the city a lot better because everybody is cognizant of the said potholes. But I am Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I'm also Tommy Potholes, and I'm always keeping an eye out for those potholes. 888-808-1... Hold on.
Loogie!
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Harris and Syosset. What's up, Harris?
Hey.
Hey,
Tommy. How you doing? You're growing on me a lot, I'll tell you that. Anyway, let's say the Knicks get out of the East.
Okay.
Who do you want them to play? Do you want them to play San Antonio or Oklahoma City?
Well, yeah, I would rather have them play the Spurs. But it's not like the Spurs are a pushover. Right. I just think they might be a little bit too bright-eyed. They have a very young core, Wembanyama, Castle, Harper.
Yeah.
They're all like under 23 years old or under 24. They're very, very young. It might be a little bit too early for them in that spot. And so I would rather, if you're giving me that combo, I'd rather them than OKC, for sure.
Yeah. Because I don't see Oklahoma City losing at all. I mean, I know the Knicks are playing terrific basketball now. I give them a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. I just don't see them. I don't see anyone beating Oklahoma City. You might disagree. I just don't see it. I think they're tremendous, and I think they're going back to back again.
I think it's going to take. I think it's going to take. Barring injuries, yeah. Harris. I appreciate the call, and I'm glad I'm growing on you. I am an acquired taste. I've said that a million times. I'll say it a million more times. I'm an acquired taste. I'm sure the first time you hear me, you say, "Boy, does he have a relative in upper management?" To which I would respond with, "If this was sports talk radio nepotism, and my uncle was the program director, why would he slot me at night? And I love being at night. I love being on the overnights. I love being on the air. But wouldn't he put me in a big chair? A huge chair? A daytime chair? If there was sports talk radio nepotism?" Where was I? Yes. So people think that when they hear my voice, they go, "Oh boy, what's going on?" Well, it is my voice. I can't change my voice. I understand I'm not Burl Ives. I get that. I don't have a deep bellowing voice here. But it's also not 1950. So that I went to 11 there. This one goes to 11. I just went a little bit too far there, a little too close to the sun on Wings of Pastrami, and I blew a gasket. So it kind of went out of control there.
And Lukey!
Yeah, so that I get it. That gives dogs anxiety, I suppose, and it just turns into a whole mishmash here. But speaking of, I hope everybody's having a very pleasant Luke evening, and they're enjoying their either drive home or they're relaxing by the... people by the pool now? Probably not. It's a little cold out there.
Relax in Jackson.
That's right. So I would imagine the weather's going to warm up in a couple of days as we inch closer and closer and closer and closer to Memorial Day weekend. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. We've talked about the Knicks a lot. You know, I love the comment that Jalen Brunson had for the media today in response to a question that was asked. I have it for you here. It was a short answer, so we don't need to play the audio. It was literally like a 5-second answer. Brunson asked, as a star, is bothered at all by having the ball in his hands? Is he bothered? Well, hold on. I'll take that. Maybe we should play the audio. That was horrible by me. Can we do a take two there, Connor? Is there a take two in radio? I wrote the damn thing down, too. And I was
we can just rewind it, and I'll just dump out of that or something.
Can we do like a reverse thing? John Cena used to have that gimmick when he was the prototype. He would do promo backwards. He would go, and he would rewind. So maybe we could, Luka was the best. All right. So anyway, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy is 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. I try not to pull a Jimmy Fallon where I laugh at all the materials because I never liked that. Anywho, where was I? Yes. So Jalen Brunson is asked if he, as a star, is bothered at all by not having the ball in his hands as the Knicks offense adapts. This is Jalen's response to that. Quote, 1, I'm not a star. 2, I want to win. How could you not love this guy? What a great answer. Humble, stands on business, knows it's about the team. And Jalen Brunson, more than anybody on that squad, being essentially like family, when you consider his dad and you consider everything with the bloodline here and the importance of not only this franchise to this city, but also that franchise to the Brunson family, he totally understands what this means to all of us out there that are Knicks fans. And how special this run has been, meaning this era of Knicks basketball. But he also understands that it doesn't mean anything unless they win a championship. And that might sound cold, that might sound harsh. And I know there are Knicks fans out there that disagree with me. Was it Gallo? Somebody said it like in my presence, and I didn't want to fight with them. But they had said, I hate this idea of, well, if they don't make the finals, the season's a disappointment. I was like, I didn't want to say anything because I don't know how to put this, but when I'm on the air here doing a radio show, this is where, and I like to chop it up with the sports, but sometimes I don't like to do the radio show in the newsroom. There are some people out there, Evan, that like to do the radio show in the newsroom. Gallo, they like to host in the newsroom. I don't. I really don't. That's where you really just...
What are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. When I walk in, and I see Connor before the show, and Connor will tell you this. The last thing we talk about is the show itself. We just like to chop it up. We're just two dudeskies, two bros, talking about bro-type things.
We're just talking about potholes and the Big Lugowski, but nothing really about the show.
We're talking about that 10-minute sequence on Euphoria with Sydney Sweeney that I can't get out of my head. We're talking about Hillary Duff on the cover of SI Swimsuit. We're talking about all things the summer, you know, getting pumped up for the beaches. That's what we're talking about. And then we go, oh, yeah, the show's coming up. We're good, because you know what? We're so great at what we do, both him and I. We're generational talents, especially when we're working together. I don't have to drag Rosenberg around for 4 straight hours trying to get any ounce of humor I can out of him, which is basically blood from a stone.
Rosie!
This nitwit. And then I heard something else about him today, that he was a big cover-up in the Rosenberg situation here at work. It just never ends with him. It never ends. And I'll tell you this, but you better get it to him. You've been gone a long time. Maybe they didn't go up there and tell you. He better have my cosmic brownies for me next week. This chooch tried to sell it to me last night that, oh, they were all sold out at the grocery store. Get lost. What is there, only one grocery store? What are we, in Paducah, Kentucky? There's 16,000 grocery stores in New York. If you failed in one attempt, go to another.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
That's what I'm starting to think, Mike, that he was making that up, that he was BSing me. Because when I did mention it, he stared at me like I had 16 heads. Now, that's usually just the way he looks, but I could tell that he could tell at that point that he forgot. And oh, by the way, he was the one that came to me the day before, Rosie, and said,
Rosie!
He said he was going to get me the damn brownies. It was his, not necessarily idea, because it was my idea a couple weeks ago, but I had forgotten about it. He reminded me, and I would have in all likelihood forgotten about it, which is totally fine and on me. It's not fine. I should remember, and it's on me for not remembering. But once he puts it back in the atmosphere, it is now on him to bring me said brownies.
The great Paul Rosenberg.
But he has an ant brain and can't remember anything. Write it down. This guy will talk. Call me up tomorrow. Give a rat's ass. That's the second time I've done that. You know what? Once in a while that happens, Connor. It's all good. We don't.
No biggie.
That's a no biggie. That's a no biggie.
That's why we have 21 seconds of delay. No
That's
biggie.
That's fine. I've done that a couple of times. It is what it is. As long as we dump it, we dump it. 888-808-10. You could put that up and bleep it if you want, Connor, so the audience knows what I said there. Well, once in a while it happens. If you knew me off air, you would think it would happen more than it happens.
It's bull.
That's right. You know what I was talking about in that clip there, by the way? And it's so funny, too, because it's kind of come full circle here, because I've been hearing a lot of people discuss it, which is fine, great, actually. And that is the national media and the way they cover the Knicks. Is that the best way to say it?
It's bull.
That's right. The Coalition Indicators. And on that clip, on Evan and Tiki, a little potty mouth, that's okay. There's a great story about your boy Lou Gower, and I apologize. I shouldn't have done that, but it's okay. We dumped it. So I could basically do that every night if I wanted to, as long as it doesn't make the air. I know we got to be professional, but what the heck? I wear a backwards hat. I'm riffing. It happens. What are you going to do? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm walking out. I'm looking over both shoulders. You know what I mean? He's a bad seed. What do you want me to shoot him? It wouldn't be the worst idea. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But that's what it is. Sometimes
the big Lugowski.
You hear worse on cable TV. So, but apparently we can't say things like that. Anywho, the reason I said that, where was I? Oh yeah, that was what it was. So when I was in high school, I had a little bit of a potty mouth, and sometimes I would hold court in class, because who the hell needs math? I just would, you know, make jokes and crack bad things and say stuff, whatever it is, what it is. Curse words. So I cursed one time, but it wasn't even a bad one. But, or at least in my book it wasn't. So I go down to the principal's office, which I, frequented often, and the principal looked at me and he said, what happened? I said, well, I cursed. Mildly. That's why mildly. I was trying to get a lesser sentence. It didn't matter, because either way, if you did that, you would get what they called extended detention, which means you had to sit around and think about girls all for 4 straight hours after class. That's all it was. But whether I said a certain curse word or I really, got my money's worth, which I didn't, you would still have to sit there for 4 hours. But good job there, Connor. I hit it as well. All good. We could get the clip and we could bleep it. But
no biggie.
Kids, don't try this at home. Uncle Loogie, he just says things sometimes.
Loogie evening.
That's right. It's all good. I think I said that BS thing when the first week Hurley was on the job. I was like, great, new boss, and I did
it's
that.
It's bull.
That's right. So I've done that twice in my entire career here. How many years have I been working here? Tiki's done it 16 times since Evan and Tiki has started. Yeah, I had to dump him all the time.
I love Tommy.
Thank you.
He's a great kid.
Thank you. And when I saw Tiki a couple of weeks ago, gave me the big hug. Sean asked me about my cat. He asked me about my car. He asked me about my life. And then Evan walks up to me. Sup? Sup? I haven't seen you in 5 months. What do you mean, sup? What the hell does that mean? Now, I don't want to shake your hand because...
What are you going to do about
it? I don't want to shake your hand because I know where it's been sometimes. I mean, you scratch your ass on the radio, so I don't necessarily want to shake your hand, but a little bit more than...
I'm coming for that ass.
More than a sup. All right, we're completely off the rails here. What do you want me to do about it? It is what it is. A very pleasant Luke evening to everybody out there. We will try to get back on track for the next 4 hours. What is it already? With the tokens already? With the under the covers? Doing an activity in the car that's normally under the covers, now over the covers. Perhaps a little bit more than schmoozing. In the after hours with the schmoozing, with the potty mouth, with the soap in the mouth, with the washing out the
sexy
mouth.
Sexy midnight fantasy.
With the Lugauer, with the bad words, with the cursing, with the cussing, with the four-letter words, with the bad mouth, with the potty mouth, with the Metropolitans, with the
what?
Yankees, with the Evan Roberts, with the scratching of the ass, with the Tiki Barber, with the bad foul language, calling Joel Embiid a biatch, and then, of course, with the pee-pee jokes on the morning show, and then with the Craig, with the female, with the lady talks on the afternoons.
No.
Yes, and then, of course, we get to the after hours. What has happened to this radio station?
We're shaking the booty.
And what has happened to WFAN with all the talk, with the bathroom, with the bathroom humor, with the after hours, with the cussing, with the dropping the bleep show already? What is it already? I've written it down a hundred times. Yes, I've written it down at least 100 times here. Don't curse on the air. What is it already?
What?
888-80. 1-9 is the phone number to call. It's been a pleasure doing this show. I'll see you in 10 years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is... What is this? I don't know what it is.
Luke Evening.
Thank you. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second. We got so many things on the menu here. Even if you want to go off the menu a little bit, that's okay with me. You know me. So, but if you want to stick to what we have here ready for you, we have Knicks, of course. We'll get into Malik Nabers and the news that came out about a little procedure that he had a couple of weeks ago. We'll call it a procedure. I don't think it's a surgery, but a procedure. Knicks talk, Nets talk coming up later on in the show. Yankees. Everything on the table here, and if you want to go off menu, have at it. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy, here in primetime.
Here's Lugie!
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.